Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI,
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe,
K255BT,
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB, and KQJOFM,
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
That during the millennium, God's people will live and work on the earth as we know it now, with their capital in Jerusalem. But after God destroy and make a new heaven and a new earth, God is going to send that heavenly city down from out of heaven to the new earth, prepared like a bride adorned for her husband. That's the story. The city will become the capital of the new creation and be known as the new Jerusalem. And I saw a new heaven, a new earth, and a new Jerusalem, and a new you. Because old things can't inhabit new things. Amen. And there God will dwell in his new creation and live with his people. All sadness, all hurt, all disappointment will no longer be available. We will live alongside of our Creator. That's enough to shout about. So let me put this together, because this is the way the Lord revealed some things to me. I want to share some history, because it's continuing to deal with time. And I need you to hang in there with me, because I'm going somewhere with what I'm about to say. Yes. From creation, or the beginning, to Abraham was approximately 2,000 years. From Abraham to Christ was 2,000 years. From Christ to this present day was approximately 2,000 years. And I said that to show how we got to this point in history. So we are looking at about 6,000 years total, Brother Shepherd. 2,000, 2,000, 2,000, 2, 4, 6, 6,000 years total. The Bible say that one day to God is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. Thank you. When God created everything, it was all done in 6 days. And man was made on the sixth day. Seventh day of the day of, thank you. The sixth day, man was made on the sixth day. And on the seventh day, he rested. So we see now why this is important. From Abraham to now is day six. Day six is when God has dealt with man on the prophetic time clock. And we are told on the seventh day God rests. Thank you. Why? Because God established that day as holy and a day of rest. Hang in there with me. The believers have been raptured out of the world and taken to heaven, and now return with the Lord here on earth. In Revelation, the Bible speaks of that millennium. 2 Peter 3 and 8 declare that a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. We are told how Jesus will return to earth, and he will sit on the throne of David. And as he returns, we will see all the things that are in store. This reign during the millennium will last 1,000 years, or in God's eye, one day. This will be a prophetic fulfillment of time. Now, in the original Hebrew, there are two words for time. There's kairos and chronos. And we're not talking about kairos time. We're talking about chronos time. Chronos time has to do with sectional things, seasonal things. So God is dealing here with chronos time, where we get the word chronological. In Revelation 21:1, John says, "And I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea." Singular. The old earth has to die or pass away, so the new earth or the new order can be born. Now I understand why Jesus told Nicodemus that you must be born again. The old nature must die so that the new nature can be born. Are you following me? I want to give us a human perspective. And I need to talk to the women. Hang in there, man. I want to talk to the women because women know what I'm about to say. As a matter of fact, there are more women being birthed than they are. I'm going to leave that one alone, too. It may tell you how many folks will be in heaven. Let that go. To the women, when you're about to give birth to a baby, you go through what is called birthing pain. Thank you. And what that means is that something new is about to be born. The closer you get to that being born, the greater the... Thank you. Stay with me. Now remember, the church here is in Revelation is no longer on earth, but in heaven. The earth or the world will go through what is called tribulation, great trouble, and or suffering. Before the woman have the baby, she goes through great pain and great suffering, because the woman is about to bring something new into life. So before the new heaven and the new earth happen, the old heaven and the old earth will experience what is called the tribulation or the great tribulation, which is a time of unparalleled suffering and trouble. It sounds like what you have already gone through before something is born. Wars and rumors of wars, earthquake and divers places, all has to take place before something new is born. Before a baby is born, a woman go through unparalleled suffering, just like the old heaven and the old earth. And at that appointed time, the woman gives birth to a baby or something new. God has an appointed time, and at that appointed time is about to make something or create or birth something new. I say God's word is so complicated, it's simple, it's so simple, it's complicated. Jesus said to his disciples, "I go to prepare a place for you." Something new is about to be birthed or created. The millennium will be the last day we will understand what is called time. And the seventh day of God's calendar will be fulfilled. We are told in Isaiah that the Sabbath will have no end. My brothers and sisters, when we think about what God is doing something prophetic for each and every one of us. And when we think about what God is up to, God is opening up the door so that we can see the fulfillment of everything that he has in store for us. God is revealing to us what will take place, because John said, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth have passed away, and there were no more seas." And so the women understand that when something is birthed, pain is associated with it. The earth will experience something similar to that, and it will experience birthing pain before God establishes something new. And when the new heaven and the new earth is to be established. It will come down from heaven, Bruce, like a bride adorned for her husband. And it says, and the Sabbath will be no more, will never end. What does that mean? It says now while we get to heaven, we will do what with the Lord? If the Sabbath will have no end, we will worship and praise the Lord for eternity. The Sabbath will have no end. Day 7 will be the last day on our calendar. And God said the Sabbath will have no end. So from the Sabbath day onward will usher us into eternity. And we will worship our Lord, our God, and our King for an eternity. But what about them other folks? If they ain't worshiping God for an eternity, they will suffer eternal loss for eternity. And to those folks that say there is no God, you better get on board. Because the Lord is making provisions for all of us to accept everything that he has to say. Do you know why? This isn't a book to scare you. This is a book to shout about. First of all, he said, blessed is he that readeth and hear the words of this prophecy. You've been blessed when you open up his word. And at the end, God is saying, I love you so much that I'm going to allow you to enter into my kingdom, not because you're good, but because my son has already paid the price for you. And then we will worship and praise the Lord for an eternity, magnifying him. My brothers and sisters, God is up to something, and he's opening up our eyes to his love for you and I. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Do you believe it? Because our faith is a belief system that all we have to do, 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The story of a new heaven and a new earth is right before our eyes. And one day, we will see the power of the Lord coming for his people. Donald, the first time he came, they didn't recognize him. The Messiah, the maker, the creator of the world, was never recognized. But this time, there's going to be a trumpet to blow. So there won't be any mistake who he is. And we will see him as he hover in the air. And he won't touch this old earth because the old earth is defiled. But he will hover in air. And we which are alive and remain and the dead in Christ will arise first. And we will all be then caught up to meet him in the air. And then he will take us to heaven. And we'll return back to earth. And he'll set up a new heaven and a new earth. He will reign. And then he'll set it up. 1,000 years. That's the millenniums. We'll see and experience the power of our God. And they will have to make a decision. Because the Bible said, every knee shall bow. I did say some children going to be born during that millennium. Ooh, something's coming to me. And during the millennium, children will be born, but every knee shall bow and every tongue has to confess. Everybody will have to acknowledge who he is. Because he is Lord, God, and King. And that's the new heaven and the new earth. The doors of the church open. If you are here today, my brother, my sister, and God has spoken to you, will you now come and accept the Lord as your personal Savior? You may come as a candidate of baptism. You may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come in a Christian experience. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. He's been knocking on the doors of our heart for generations.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, Consider supporting the ministry by sending your text